John, we were talking in previous podcasts about repurposing jewelry and repurposing other items that are historical markers within the families. Many of the clients that we have both worked with have a lot of emotion that goes along with a piece that was given for that kind of special occasion. And in my family, one of the things that we use is a sterling silver baby cup hand engraved with the name and the birth date of the new baby in our family. Now, between my siblings and myself, we have about 15 sterling silver baby cups moving through the family. I suggested this time that instead of buying a new one, that we repurpose one of the existing cups, adding a name and a birth date to it for the new baby.
What a great idea, Virginia. That's a great idea.
Well, John, we do this all the time for people.
You keep the history of the family going.
Well, yes. It's kind of fun to see numerous names and dates on a cup as opposed to just one. The cups don't wear out.
No, they don't. They don't get used that much. I mean, like, mine's full of dents. I mean, I'm looking at it right now because I knew we were going to talk about this. It's really, you know, it's like, it's as old as I am, which is pretty old. But it's got all kinds of dinks because I played with it when I was a kid. Dink, 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 you know.
Right.
And, you know, where's my cocktail? Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Right.
It's but they're
a historical marker for you.
Oh, absolutely. And I cherish it to tell you the truth because I'm a New Year's baby. But I think it's a great idea that I could pass it down to my family and have the next one coming up.
Yes.
Who's going to be?
Well, that's the nice thing about it. We have plenty of cups to work with. And so each of the new family members that come on board, we can reuse something that we've already made the initial investment in and just hand engrave it and add to the...
Yeah, well, it's not just the savings. It's the whole thing about keeping the family together and tradition. And this was your great-great-grandmother's baby cup. Let's just say that. It's a great idea.
Well, we do it in jewelry all the time. Well, you just recently had a client where you put a new ring together for her. Am I right?
It's not quite the same as engraving your sterling silver baby cup. But yeah,
no,
I did.
My family's historical marker. Somebody else's may be diamonds.
Well, this woman came to me and she had, unfortunately, her sister had passed away, her brother had passed away, and her mom had passed away. And she had all these diamonds. She goes, John, I want you to make me one ring with all the diamonds in it. And there was a lot of diamonds. It's like, okay, let's do a big dome ring because you have so many. And we're just going to start out with the big ones and drop down to the small ones down the sides. And we made it a spectacular, great, big, huge, giant diamond ring. And she was just thrilled beyond belief that it worked. She could look at that ring and think of her sister, her brother, and her mom all at one time.
Oh, that's
wonderful. It just brought a smile to her heart. And she sent me a wonderful, wonderful thank you card. Which, yeah, just really kind people. It makes you feel good to help somebody like this.
Well, it does. And you created something that is now going to last for generations to come.
Right. Exactly. And she'll pass that down.
And she'll pass it down with the story.
Oh, yeah.
She'll pass it down with the story. And have you thought about maybe engraving the initials of all the different people into the band of the ring?
Now, there's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, maybe that's something she would appreciate, and generations to come will too.
Oh, yeah, because then they know more, a little more about the diamonds and where they came from. It's not just old family diamonds. No, this came from great great grandmother or whatever. It's better. I like that idea. I'm gonna present that to her. I will.
Well, that's the purpose of engraving, is to stamp a date and make a statement that something happened on that day.
Commemorate the time
and commemorate
the people. Cool.
Well, John, that's what historical markers and sentimental value is all about.
Well, let's just keep it going.
Yes.
All right, Virginia. I agree. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye for now.